In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. Dear Berlin, and Ryan, you'll have to take some notes for her so you can repeat it. And dear Jim, are baptized and are about to be confirmed, and dear saints of God, Jesus turns water into wine for his disciples, for his mother, for the servants who drew the water, and for us, so that we would have the thing that is most needful to us in this life, and that is this: faith in him. He did this so that we would know who he is. Jesus does this so that we would know and treasure above all things, and that we would hold dear in our hearts this truth, that Jesus can do anything, even save us from the wrath of God and the rage of the devil. When Jesus is there at Cana at the wedding and the wine runs out, Mary comes to him and tells him, and Jesus takes over. We read in the text that Jesus said, "What does this have to do with me?" But really, a better translation, and this is one of these unfortunate times that the better translation means the exact opposite of what you read, a better translation is something like this: "This has nothing to do with you, Mary, but with me." In other words, I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it. Don't worry a bit. And Mary receives this word, as we ought to as well, with faith, and she says to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." This is the very last words that we hear from Mary in the whole Bible. These words to the servants and to us: do whatever Jesus tells you. And he does take care of it. He always does. Even something as trivial as running out of wine at a wedding, he fixes it. He turns the water into wine. Nobody else in all of the world could do that but our Jesus, our God in the flesh. And this is what Jesus came to do: to take care of us, to give us all that we need. And it is to him, and to him alone, then, that we turn, that we trust in, that we call out to, that we cling in all of our life of trouble. This is so very, very important for us, especially for today, for Berlin, on the day of her baptism, and for you, Jim, on the day of your confirmation. When Berlin was baptized a few minutes ago, an alarm went off in hell, and the demons gathered around together to have counsel, to sort out how they can get her back. And make no mistake, they are in earnest. Her whole life, just as for all of us, our whole life, the hordes of hell will be chasing us down to reclaim us as their own. This is why it is so important that we continue to hear the Lord's word, which is for the devil like poison. Because this today for Berlin is just the first day of a fight that will last her whole life and lasts our whole life as well. And for you too, Jim, when you stand here before God and his people, you set yourself against the armies of darkness. You forsake the devil and all his works and all his ways, and he does not take that lightly. The devil hates Jesus and everything about Jesus, everything that Jesus gives, his joy and his light and his life and his forgiveness and his salvation. And so, because the devil hates him, the devil hates you and all of you. And he is right around the corner to snatch away from us the gifts of Jesus. This is the defining reality of our lives, that the devil is constantly after the Lord's people, tempting us to pride or to despair or to boredom or to a security that thinks that it doesn't need to hear the Lord's word, that it'll be just fine. This business that says church can wait, it's not that important. The scriptures and my prayers and devotions can sit on the shelf until later. I have more pressing things now. No. This is a matter of life and death. The devil is constantly drawing you away from the Lord's word, his word of life. And he does this because he is trying to kill you, to snuff out your faith, to bring you with him to eternal destruction. If the Lord doesn't return soon, all of us, each one of us, will face death and then a reckoning. Eternal life or eternal death. That's it. It's that simple. Life or death. If we have Jesus, we go to eternal life. If we don't, we go to hell. There is, then, nothing more important than this. Not even how much money you lost in your retirement account. Not the score of the basketball game. Not that dinner that you burned. Not who's elected president. The most important thing in all of the world and in each of our lives is Jesus and his death on the cross to rescue you. This, dear saints, is why Jesus turns water into wine. To put before you the most important reality in all of your life, that he is God in the flesh, your God in the flesh, and that he comes to rescue you and deliver you. This miracle in Cana is just the first of signs, but listen to how John ends his gospel. This is John chapter 30, verses 30 and 31. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you might have life in his name. These things were written for you. They were written for Berlin, for you, Jim, for all of you, dear saints, that believing them, believing the things written of Jesus, you might have life, even eternal life in his name. For this sign of the miracle at Cana is just the first of signs that's followed by many others. The raising of the widow's son, the feeding of the 5,000, the calming of the sea, the walking on the sea, the healing of lepers, all of the different miracles that Jesus works. And then the signs that matter most of all, the Son of Man being lifted up on the cross, the spilling of the blood of God, and then the resurrection after 3 days. The great sign of Jonah. By these things, Jesus would draw you to himself, to his kingdom and to his church, to his word and to his blood, which protects us from the devil and all of his plots, to Jesus' smile, and at last, to his eternal wedding feast. For there, dear saints, the wine knows no end. The hills drop with fatness. And you will be adorned with the perfection of his love and his mercy. The alarms are sounding in hell, but they are also sounding in heaven. They are echoing through the chambers of the angels, and everything that belongs to God, his kingdom, his word, his armies, and his love, has been sent to our side so that by the gift of Jesus we may be sure that we too will attain to eternal life. May we then with earnest hearts look to our Lord Jesus and find in him and in him alone our hope and our life and our salvation. For he will not disappoint us. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which guards your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ our Lord, bless and keep you. Amen.